Your body is a wish-fulfilling jewel. Your speech is supreme, purifying nectar. And your mind is refuge for all living beings. So we're praising Buddha. We're praising Guru Buddha, living Buddha. So again, Venerable Geshe-la encourages us to ask ourselves the question, how do we prove this? How do we prove this? Your body is a wish-fulfilling jewel. Your body, your divine body, is a wish-fulfilling jewel. So when we say wish-fulfilling jewel, it means a jewel that fulfills our wishes. So we need to think, what wishes are we referring to? For example, a wish for an attractive girlfriend or boyfriend, a good job, more money. So when we praise Buddha and say your body is a wish-fulfilling jewel, we need to know what wishes we're referring to. So Geshe-la says, it doesn't mean these wishes. It means our common wish. So we share this wish in common, our common wish to be happy all the time and completely free from all pain and problems. So as we know, problems are our unpleasant feelings. So it means our common wish to be happy all the time, free from suffering permanently. So although perhaps we wouldn't use these words, if we were asked, do you want to suffer at all? We would say no. Do you want to suffer ever? No. So our common wish is to be happy all the time and to be permanently free from suffering. Life after life. So Venerable Geshe-la explains, if we attain the real body of Buddha, which is the pure illusory body, so the pure illusory body is a deathless body born from the realization of meaning, clear light. This deathless body, which we can all accomplish, we can manifest a deathless body through practicing Buddhist teachings on highest yoga tantra. If we attain the real Buddha, body of Buddha, a deathless body which is free from sickness, aging, death, and birth, we will be free from suffering permanently. And we will be happy all the time. So we need this body. When we praise Buddha's body and we say, your body is a wish-fulfilling jewel, as with every praise, there's admiring faith, believing faith, and these lead to wishing faith. This is the body that we need instead of the impure body we have taken. We need this pure body of Buddha. This body is permanently free from suffering. Then our wish will be fulfilled. So this is why we call this body a wish-fulfilling jewel. Because when we accomplish this body, we will be happy all the time and we will be permanently free from the sufferings of aging, sickness, death, and rebirth. Therefore, we praise Buddha's body. Your pure, illusory body is a wish-fulfilling jewel. So this wish-fulfilling jewel of a body can emanate countless bodies in one moment, so that emanations of Buddha can manifest anywhere. But to attain this body, we need to abandon mistaken appearance. So then we praise Buddha's speech. We say, your speech is supreme, purifying nectar. Through hearing Buddha's speech and putting it into practice, we can purify mistaken appearance. Perception, perceiving ourself, our body, and all phenomena that we normally see or perceive. Only through hearing Buddha's speech, through these precious instructions, Buddha teaches us how to purify at the deepest level, purify our mistaken appearance, perception, perceiving our body, ourself, and all phenomena that we normally perceive. Through hearing Buddha's speech and putting Buddha's instructions into practice, we can bring about the cessation of perception, perceiving ourself, our body, and all phenomena that we normally perceive. This cessation appears ourself as a completely pure being with pure body, pure mind, abiding in a pure world, engaging in pure activities.